It's Terry Brown, and I am in the Berkeley booth here at the Bassmaster Classic. And with me is Mark Sexton. And, Mark, you know, the word on the street and all the guys that are fishing here, in particular second day, third day, whatever, talking about the chigger craw and going after it. Tell me a little bit. I know you're involved in the development of this thing. Tell me about how that worked.
Well, basically, we asked the pros what they need to win some tournaments, especially the classics. We've done this the last year or so, basically giving bait specifically for the lake they're going to fish a classic on. And we leak it out a little bit at the time. But the whole year and a half before that, I'm working on where they want the legs, how they want the legs bent, how thick they want the craws, how round they want the body, how long the whole body is. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it. I spent a lot of time on the road last year with the fellas, basically figuring out what they want, sending lots of prototypes out, swimming them in my lab that you've been to, fishing them myself, and until we got something right, and apparently we did something right.
Well, you got top three guys right now in day two coming into this thing. They're in the they have a chance of winning it. But I want, you know, I talk about the, you talked about the pinchers a little bit. I notice they're tapered. You know, they're a little wider on the outside, a little bit narrow on the inside. It should give them good kicking action.
It's really good on the back of a jig. And there's two things you can do with it. You can leave the pinchers together, and it gives you kind of an old beaver tail flapping style. That's better clear water, cold water, finesse situation. Then you can take the legs apart, and you, because of that taper that you mentioned, you get the high action flap, which have been really popular baits. We tamed ours down a little bit for a couple reasons. One, it mimics a real crawdad better. There isn't a bait out there that flaps more like a real crawdad than ours does. We added some legs, and the bends in the legs are actually more specified than one would think. We do it so that when water catches them, they actually flutter. And because the bass's eyes are really tuned into some fine-tuned action, they see them little legs, and they come up and they just smoke it.
You know, bass fishermen, we want to see something move real, real fast and everything, but you're right. A crawfish in the water, naturally, just kind of slowly moves his pinchers,
right,
that kind of stuff. You guys, in the science of this stuff, you know, a lot of people don't know, but at Berkeley, it is about the science. It's about getting in, digging in, really looking at those crayfish, going to the lab, as you mentioned, and develop.
It's all about the science for us, because the science is the basis of a good product. If I can take a product out and show you that it's going to catch fish day after day after day, and I can base scientific fact behind that, it's going to win every time. And, you know, our lab is basically all about catching more fish. That's it. We shorten the time between bites using science. That's it.
Well, you know, Mark, I look at the years past. I mean, last year was really the first year of this classic series of baits. Now, this year, you've hit it harder. Listen to the guys. You knew where you were going here at Lay. You knew kind of the background with the spots and the Coosa River spots in particular, color combinations, that kind of stuff. You were working on this for a year, and now you get here, and what does it make you feel like to see this thing coming together?
I can't tell you how proud I am. I got to tell you, it's a neat experience to plan that long in advance and then hit it. You know, last year we took a shot with the punch craw, and because of the weather conditions, it wasn't really the go-to bait in Toho last year. It still sold well for us. It's still a great bait for punching mats. But this chigger craw has absolutely hit the bullseye for this weather conditions we have right now, where the spots are hanging up, and those largemouth are moving up right now. And if they can stick some more 8-pounders on them thing, it's going to be game over.
Well, and game over, you know, you think about the Bassmaster Classic, it's $500,000, but it also, from a visibility standpoint, for Berkeley, you guys have worked on this and said, hey, we can have a formula that allows these guys that work with us, that are our pro staff, to be more successful. That marriage has got to make those guys feel good, but you guys as well.
Well, with our pros, it's all about a solid relationship, and it's an open relationship. I tell them very vividly and very openly, whatever you need, here's my home phone, here's my cell phone, call me. I don't care if it's a color, if I need to take two specks of fleck out. I need to know what you need to win, because when you win, you make us look good. And we're all about making good product for anglers. That's it, bottom line.
Well, and I'm going to add some things here, okay? Number one, you came out with these great baits, but now you've got this reel, a Revo. And if that in combination with great rods and great technology. Now, the Revo, it's just in a class by itself. From what I'm seeing with it and what you guys and the way the guys are throwing it, now you got this great bait at the end, but you got to have something that you trust. When you set the hook, you're going to be able to lift these fish or whatever, get them to the side of the boat, hoist them over the side, and you know that the Revo will do that.
The Revo is a home run, and it kind of is the same premise on how we attack the bait world. We went out to the pros and said, hey, what do you all need to so you can do what you need to do? And they said, give me a small reel that's light but can just absolutely pull stumps. And these guys, they're using it on heavy braid, they're using it on light line. The reel does everything, and it's dependable. That's the beauty of any casting reel. It's got to last you for as long as you need it to last. It's Abu Garcia. It's dependable.
Well, no doubt about it. I've got some that are as old as I am, and that's pretty old. But, you know, when you look at now, you've got all these things coming together in the Classic here in Birmingham. It's a home run in Birmingham. You talked about the Revo being a home run. Birmingham, Alabama, also a home run. It's neat. You know, we're here amongst one of the biggest crowds I can remember, and the booth's full. You're selling your line. Guys are saying, hey, I believe in Berkeley product. You know, Spirit Lake, Iowa, is not in the center of Mecca here. You know, you think about here, this is the bass capital of the world. You guys are kind of up in the Klondike a little bit, but you've got all the perfect things to make it so you can develop the right product.
Yeah, and, you know, we love being here on a holistic level. You know, we just love being here. Personally, you know, I get a warm, fuzzy feeling when I see Hank Parker walk by or Bill Dance. Just a second ago, we had Hank Parker, Bill Dance, and Ray Scott going at it right in front of our booth, and I stopped everything I was doing, and I sat there and smiled the whole time. I'm a kid in a candy store here, and that's the beauty of this sport. That's the beauty of having it in Birmingham. There's so many people here that really, truly love this sport. This is a big deal.
Well, Mark, I guess the other thing, you know, you've got a biology background, you got some fishing background, fisheries background. How important is that now? When you go to that lab and you got these crawfish in there, and I remember we went in and you were showing me the gulp, just the liquid and the power bait liquid, got these little bitty bass in there, and you drop something in there that they see a bunch of times, but they still want to eat it. That's one of those things that people, I think, when they look at this product, they go, how much development really can you do? But you guys are doing a ton.
Science is exactly what we do. That's it. Our gulp project took almost 20 years. Before we launched it, before we showed it to someone, because we are not going to put out an inferior product that we can't say is going to whoop everything else. It's going to catch you more fish. The science behind it, yeah, my biology degree really helps, because I can literally take a fish apart on a physiological level. I know what his eyes are seeing. I know what his lateral line is seeing. I know what his inner ear and all these things are doing in combination. That just helps us make a perfect bait. If you look at a perfect bass bait, one, it's got to attract them visually. If they feel it, that's even better, because they can feel from quite a ways away. When they get close, they can smell it. And when they put it in their mouth, because they don't have arms like we do, they grab with their mouth, it's got to taste good. All that stuff has to work before you're going to catch a fish. And so it's the combination of those parameters that we work on daily.
Well, I as a fisherman, you know, you made a comment in the very beginning of our interview here about you're trying to eliminate the amount of cash you have to make between fish, really. And so as Berkeley continues to develop what they develop, and then all the other product lines of Pure Fishing, you know, you've got the reels, the rods, the baits, the everything, you know, all the way down to utility tools, that's got to be something as an angler, when they go out and they go to the store, they can have that confidence in the fact, hey, Berkeley's going to do the right thing by me. It's not about gimmicks. It's not about flash. It's about science.
That is where we really feel proud of what we do in our products. Because say a family is camping one weekend and they're going to go to the lake, they don't know what they need. They can go in there and see the Trilene name, and the salespeople there know us. They say, here's a line that's not going to treat you wrong. Here's a good rod. It's pretty cheap, $40 or whatever, a lightning rod. You're not going to go wrong with that. Here's a Revo. Now, if you want to spend some money and have something for the rest of your life, this Revo is your deal. Or any round Abu Garcia. And the baits, I mean, you're always going to catch fish on power bait. That, to me, it's the whole package, and that makes us feel really good that a family can go in there with their kids and say, what do we need? And someone can say, go see your Berkeley booth, you know, and that makes us feel good.
One final thing, my kids aren't getting much of an inheritance. I'm just going to give them rods and reels, because I got a ton of Abu stuff, you know, and those old reels, they're still work as good as they did when I got them, and that's what my son's going to get when I'm gone. That's what he's going to get. No money, just reels.
That's worth all the money in the world if you ask an angler, though. I tell you, we get guys in the booth here for this Classic, and they'll actually bring some of the old Abus. It looks like you drug them here from Tuscaloosa, you know. He says that thing still runs smoother than my truck. You know, it's great. It's functionability, it's dependability, and it's confidence.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you being with me. I'm going to walk around some more, do some more interviews here in the Berkeley booth, but thanks for being with me here at Bass Fan Radio.
Thanks a ton, Terry, and we appreciate your enthusiasm.